Do you struggle to get online some days? Does your streaming service buffer while you're trying to binge on that TV series? Well, as we've already been talking about, that might not be such a problem soon for residents of Kilgariff in Alice Springs after NBN Co. announced today that it was upgrading all homes in the new subdivision to fibre to the premises from early next year, rather than the fibre to the node service that those in territory towns and cities are on, and of course the satellite service, which then goes out to the rest of the Northern Territory. Now, that announcement was made by NBN Co alongside the NT government out at the subdivision this morning. So I suppose there is that question being asked at the moment. Is there going to be a digital divide amongst the residents of Alice Springs? One man who was certainly felt that digital divide is Chris Tangi. He runs a film business here in Alice Springs and also lives out in the rural area. Chris, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Paul.
What do you make of this announcement that Kilgariff will be getting fibre to the premise internet?
Well, it's a very complex and long story, and we won't have time to go through it all here. But
make the time, Chris.
Kilgariff is basically a suburban island in the rural area. It's a bit incongruous to the whole story, but it's 9 kilometres from the post office, as is Ilpapa, as is the Colonel Rose area. Just to put that in context, Larapinta, the western end of Larapinta, is only 6K from the post office. We are in the legal town council area of Alice Springs, but it seems sometimes that we have the Great Wall of Alice in between us, you know, the McDonnell Ranges, and it's out of mind and out of sight. And politicians in particular seem to forget that, with the exception of Chansey lately, who's been out batting for us. But it's such a disaster, because they did say that there'd be 100 houses. Every area that had 100 houses, NBN would go into. They made that commitment. They totally ignored it. At Ilpapa, we have more than 100 houses because many of the blocks have more than one house, I should say. Colonel Rose, the same thing. There's at least 100 houses out there. There's actually another thing is that Telstra, years ago, instead of putting out individual landlines into some of these properties, decided to save money and did what's called pair gaining. So they basically split the lines off, which meant that we weren't able to get ADSL. Because there were not individual lines going to the houses. So that left us then with a mishmash of satellite and all sorts of stuff, which is absolute rubbish, as any cattle station people will tell you. And they're round to, you know, they're in round two now. They obviously oversubscribed the first Sky Muster and then have done it again with Sky Muster 2, predictably. Hopeless speeds, and they can forget about video. The ironic thing is that we actually have a fibre optic cable or a spur running all the way along Ilpapa Road. It was put out there 4 or 5 years ago, and we all had a laugh when we thought, oh yeah, the base is putting out a secret cable to their, in the back way. And it turned out, we found out later, that it's a private company who actually got ahead of NBN and put in all of these things on spec all over Australia with the intention of leasing them back to NBN. But NBN then came up with a story that it wasn't to their specifications, and I've heard that's rubbish. I've heard they could connect that today if they wanted to, and they could just connect it at Stuart Highway. We'd be on NBN on the fibre optic.
So some smart individual or company's gone out there and already laid the... cable. So it's just well, I suppose that point is interesting. Actually, can I go back to your previous point? You're saying that the satellite service is not up to scratch. We heard Josh Burgoyne saying that on ADSL out at Kilgariff at the moment they're on 10 megabits. When you sort of run a speed test on the satellite service, what are you getting on the satellite service at the moment, to Chris?
I'm not on the satellite service because I have to use enormous amounts of data in hundreds of gigabytes. So I actually pay $350 a month to have a private business in town supply me with a microwave service. If NBN had done what at least the minimum they actually told us they were going to do, which was put up a 4G Wi-Fi service, then I wouldn't need to do that. But it's an enormous amount of money. I just had to send 30 gigabytes of video footage the other day. Of course, upload is so much slower than download as well, because uploading is quite a lot more expensive for the provider, for the people providing the technical service.
So on that microwave service, what speeds are you getting at the moment?
I'm paying, and you know, I must say, you'd expect it. You'd expect a really good service. I get a very good bulletproof industrial service, and I pay for 20 megabits down and for 5 megabits up. But when you're sending files in the tens and twenties of gigabytes, that still takes a very long time to send them. I just had to send a lot of footage to Dreamworld. They're putting in a new Sky Voyager ride, taking people over the Australian landscape. So I had to send them a whole heap of 4K vision, which is, of course, is four times the data that HD uses.
Interestingly, and I suppose on that perspective, when it comes to using the NBN, we know that, I suppose, sending large data files isn't just an issue that's limited to satellite service or indeed even the fibre to the node service, given that when there was a speed test done in Brisbane, it was actually easier for them to drive the data across town on a USB rather than send it through the NBN. In a way, isn't that still, for users of large data, the most viable way to actually send data through the postage service rather than trying to rely on the internet?
Depends if somebody needs it tomorrow, which is, you know, the case the other day, or they don't need it today, or they're sitting in an edit suite, you know, just getting ready to finish something off, and they can't do it. That's why Adobe have just gone into, I've been approached by Adobe, so in their timeline, people can be searching away while they're editing and say, okay, I need a shot of a thorny devil, or I need a shot of a kangaroo or whatever, search it up, find my footage, buy it, and it goes straight into the timeline. So, you know, 10 years ago I had an idea of selling stock footage directly to the internet all over the world, which I'm now doing, but it was impossible. And so it really is holding up businesses. It really is causing some very real consequences to business.
So for those who haven't been able to, I suppose, get on the premium service you're on at the moment, Chris, what are other people doing? Are they just relying on the SkyMaster, or are they using, I suppose, 4G, given that, you know, the relative closeness to the towers? How are people getting with internet out in the rural area?
Well, as I understand it, you know, it's a bit, in the rural area is a bit like town. Sometimes you don't know what your neighbour's up to. But certainly on some of the forums and so on, you see people talking about SkyMaster. And I do have 4G as a backup anyway with Telstra, and I'm able to do speed tests. And you can tell in peak times it gets down to ridiculous levels, like to 2 megabits per second or 3 megabits per second when people are gaming and watching videos and all that sort of thing when they've come home, or typically on Saturday nights or Friday nights on weekends. So it's oversubscribed. Basically, the cell is overloaded, and that's why we need NBN to step in as well, to share the load.
The voice you're hearing is that of Chris Tangi. He's a resident of the rural area, well, El Papa to be more specific, and also runs a film business in Alice Springs. So, Chris Tangi, now we know that the NTG have stumped up some money. We're not sure of the exact figures because, as I mentioned, they're commercial in confidence, but they've stumped up some money to get NBN to come to the party and to help out with fibre to the premises. Would you like to see, I suppose, maybe a bit of investment from the NTG to get better NBN services, whatever that may look like, out at El Papa?
Well, I think, like most residents, they really couldn't care less how it happens. We just want the service. It would be nice. I mean, I'm not a big supporter of government paying for everything, but it certainly, you know, in terms of infrastructure, it is critical infrastructure for the country. So there is certainly an argument that the government should be paying for it. To get that up, and I mean, we are obviously paying enormous amounts of money to pay it back, if you like, to whoever's running it, whether it's private company or a quasi-private company, as NBN is, I guess. So it's an interesting scenario. I mean, it's just been a real schmozzle, I think, in terms of the planning of this whole thing going back 20 years, really. So, you know, the opportunity is there. I think, really, the bottom line is we need 4G Wi-Fi from NBN and, you know, obviously looking to be able to swap over to 5G, which is just around the corner. But, you know, it depends whether... you know, I did hear from Chansey that through the Federal Minister and NBN that they were considering putting in a tower up on West Gap and obviously just for the rural area. And I've heard nothing more, but I certainly am happy to see him in there batting for us. You know, even just to get off subject a little bit, I mean, talking about the disasters with all this, I remember 20 years ago somebody running out of fibre optic cable to Hermannsburg, and I talked to Alden Jolker Williams out there, and I said, oh, that must be really good. About a year later, I said, it must be really good with your new high-speed internet. He said, what do you mean? He said, I said, well, you know, the contractor put it out there to the edge of the community last year. He said, really? I said, yeah. He said, oh, that would have been nice if somebody told us. So they ended it where they wanted to, and it took me a long time to get onto the contractor. I finally got onto him, and I said, so why didn't you tell the community that you put the fibre optic out there? He said, oh, that wasn't our job, mate. He said, our job was to put the fibre optic cable out there, and that was it. I said, oh, great, okay. So... So it's a bit of a mess.
It is interesting to, you know, wonder who's talking to who. Chris Tangi, thanks very much.
Thanks, Paul.
That's Chris Tangi, a resident of the rural area, just saying, well, he doesn't care how it's done. He just wants to see better internet services out there, because at the moment he's saying having to use a private microwave service to get his speeds up to, I suppose, similar speeds to what we have here in town.